Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Tuesday, the 9th of August. Our world today encourages us to be great, to be successful, independent, and to have status. Over and over again we're told, build your self-esteem, believe in yourself, have confidence, feel good about yourself, take pride in what you do, and be at the top of your game. Jesus' message today from St. Matthew is a little different. Jesus speaks to us today about the little ones and the lost ones. The little ones and the lost ones. One day the disciples asked Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus pointed to a little child and replied, "The one who makes themselves as little as this little child is the greatest." That probably shocked the disciples. Jesus went on to tell the parable of the shepherd who has 100 sheep and one of them strays away. He asked, "Will he not leave the 99 on the hillside and go in search of the stray?" "If the shepherd finds the lost sheep," Jesus said, "it gives him more joy than do the 99 that did not stray at all. Similarly, it is never the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost." Jesus' life on earth was spent mostly with the little ones. He didn't wait for people to come to him or to say sorry. No, he went out of his way to the lost ones, the sick, the disabled, the tax collectors, the prostitutes and the sinners. When we read a gospel passage, there's always a danger that we must avoid. And that danger is thinking that Jesus was talking about them. They should become like little children. They are the lost ones. The first challenge today is to recognise that Jesus is speaking to us. We are to change and become little ones. Become like little children. Not childish, but childlike. Jesus calls us to avoid seeing ourselves as the greatest. Instead, he wants us to have the simplicity of children. Jesus wants us to be little ones who have faith in him. Sometimes too, if we're honest, we know we are also the lost sheep who Jesus is searching for. Sometimes we get lost, don't we? Sometimes we're weak. Sometimes we are sinners. In those times, Jesus is still searching for us. Yes, Jesus continues searching for us, even when we do not say sorry, even when we do not particularly want him to find us because we're enjoying ourselves, we're having fun. Now, there's nothing wrong with being successful, having good self-esteem and confidence, and trying very hard in life. But we must be careful that those qualities do not lead us to think that we are better than others, greater than others, or that we do not need Jesus. There's also a second challenge in today's gospel. There are many people around us who are weak, lost or lonely, poor or ignored, rejected. Jesus wants us to notice them and, when we can, to do something for them, even if we can only pray for them. We must never ignore the little, lost people whom Jesus loves. We must never ignore the little, lost people whom Jesus loves. Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, often known as Edith Stein, whose feast is today, once wrote, "Being a child of God means to become small and at the same time to become great. Being a child of God means to become small and at the same time to become great." Jesus, make me like a little child so that I can become great. When I am lost, help me know that you are always searching for me. When I am lost, help me know that you are always searching for me. God bless you all.